Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
First pitch, Vermeen swings, lines it into center field. That'll do it. Freddie Vermeen walks it off as Bryce Johnson scores, and the Padres are headed back to the playoffs in 2025.
It was never going to be easy, but the Padres walk it off in the best possible way. Indeed it did. Freddie Vermeen with the walk-off single. Padres clinch a playoff spot and now can kind of, I don't know, play a little looser. Seemed like they had really been grinding away trying to get that job done. They get it done last night in walk-off fashion, and the celebration commenced, albeit a much more reserved celebration, I would say, compared to the previous years. But nonetheless, Chris, they get it done against a very, very good Milwaukee. That was a really good game last night. I don't know if we were all caught up in the fact that, you know, the Padres were trying to, you know, clinch a playoff spot, but outside of maybe the umpiring, it was pretty well-played game on both sides. And it continues to be that way when these two teams match up against one
another. Yeah,
they've
home
all plate, been one-run deficits all but one game. I think the Padres won 2-0 in one of those matchups. But another highly contested game, good baseball game. Padres came out on top, though, Chris.
Yeah, a couple of things, Tony. First of all, great job by you last night down in the locker room. I posted as many pictures as I could on Twitter. I know Scraby's.
Can you send me some of the pictures?
Sure.
I mean, Scraby got the video. I don't have any. I want some still shots.
Yeah,
too,
I'll get you some shots. But I think everybody's got to look at Tony's outfit first of all. I think you're set for Halloween, Tony. Just wear
Your
that
boy
around.
Was
he's gonna be the guy from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah, no kidding, man. You wear that for Halloween, they may arrest you, but
the black version.
You know, you know, Chris, there was an actual.
He was on the prowl last night getting interviews and doing a great job down in the locker room.
There was an ordeal with the outfit before everybody came in because Tony was wearing like a clear poncho and he said no.
So yeah, shout out to the TV crew.
Oh, wait, what? They didn't want you to wear a clear poncho?
No. I had a clear, cheap poncho, right. You know, one of the ones that look, you know,
it's like a Ziploc bag.
Okay, yeah.
I was offered one of these really nice button-up ones, a little thick. They even had the button on the sleeve so I could tighten my sleeve so the water or
liquid
didn't work, by the way. But nonetheless, I was prepared. I had goggles.
Oh no! You were totally. You were so incognito though in your outfit. I came down to the locker room and I couldn't find you. And the locker room's not that big, and I'm trying to locate you. And finally, Sam Levitt was able to direct me over where you were. But very good job. You got all the interviews, and I hope people tuned in last night. We'll play some of those today. You know, I know Manny, you got, and Jake, and AJ Preller, and you know, it's good to see everybody happy. It really is. You know, I do want to talk about the game itself for just a second, because I turned to Scraby late in the game, and because we were watching upstairs, and I said, you know what? If this wasn't a clinching game, this is a great game.
Great game. It was
just a great game. There were chances to score every inning, runners left on base, big hits, and
great
two out
defensive
stuff,
plays.
Defense. I don't know. You know, Jake made an incredible play on a diving backhand. And then I think it was Monasterio from Milwaukee saved the game. So it was a great game. And so those are, to me, it's a fun to you know, win it that way. But it's just good to see everybody happy. I mean, look, I've been going through this morning. I mean, back in April, we lost four in a row. There's a May stretch, lost six in a row. There's one in June, lost six out of seven. You know, then you go into the second half of the season, and we know, you know, that started to fall apart a little bit. And, you know, I just, from my perspective, and I'm sure from yours, Tony and Scraby, a four-game streak here, a five-game streak, and swept by Baltimore and all these things that happen. You know, at the end, you come out in the sun. You know, you did it. You came out on top at the end of all of it. And, you know, it was a struggle. I think you said it right in your commentary right there after the final out, Tony. And that is, it was never going to be easy. And it wasn't. But that sometimes makes it all the more worthwhile when you're done.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we do this to ourselves every year, right?
Yeah.
I think we go through the course of the season and they'll have a six-game losing streak and we all freak out. And they go to the next month, they lose six or seven and we all freak out. But then at the end, you look up, you're in the playoffs again.
Yeah.
For the first, back-to-back for the first time in 19 years. And so I think that this team is, I think they recognize the difficulty in their season this year and that it didn't go smooth. I mean, at no point did it ever really feel, outside of Nick Pivetta, that they've had their pitching staff set. You know, it seemed like somebody or multiple people were out. You kind of had to hover while Jake had his ribs broken and Jackson had his hamstring, only for Jackson to come back and then have another injury and have to miss some time. You missed Bogey for some time. You know, they've endured a lot throughout the course of the season, and here they are, still fighting, still, you know, with an outside chance of a division, but nonetheless, they're in the playoffs, which is really the thing that I think matters most at this point.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things about these playoffs. Let's take a look at it just as from a wide-angle lens. The Brewers right now would have to win all five of their remaining games
to get to 100. Yeah.
So unless they do that, no team in baseball this year is going to have 100. And only the Brewers and probably the Phillies are even going to have 95.
Right.
So what does that tell you? It tells you
parity.
It's pretty wide open.
Yeah.
There's no great teams. There's a lot of really good teams. There's a lot of teams that have good players and star performances, but everybody's got issues somewhere.
Yeah.
The Brewers, I think, a little inexperienced, combined with the fact that they've kind of been to this, you know, point before and haven't been able to get it done. The Phillies are still without Zach Wheeler, and they're going to be without him. We don't know about Trey Turner. On the American League side, I mean, all of the teams there are certainly imperfect in one way or the other. The Dodgers, you always have to be concerned and considered, but their bullpen has been a travesty. Even the Cubs, who the Padres are probably going to play, any Cub fan will tell you that this team did not hit a lick in the second half of the season, and they haven't had a great bullpen either. They've also currently lost four in a row, if you're wondering. So every team, you know, has issues, and I think whichever team, you know, is able to handle those, navigate those issues, is going to come out in the end. And I do think the Padres are well prepared to try and do it, because they've been navigating this kind of stuff all year.
Yeah, I think that, you know, unlike last year where, quite frankly, there were three teams that everybody was talking about. It was the Yankees out of the American League, and it was either the Padres or the Dodgers last year going into the playoffs. This year, is as you said, it is wide open. I don't know that there is a runaway favorite on either side this year. And so that should make for a very intriguing, fun playoff run. But just to go back to what you started with, was the game in itself last night. I mean, everything you could want. You got some good pitching from two of the best pitchers in the league, literally, this season. Outside of Paul Skeens, you had some hitting. You had some timely hitting. You had some great defense. Quality baseball game. And you get that when two teams are at a high level trying to do something. Yesterday for the Pods, they were trying to certainly clinch that playoff. Doubt that Murph is pushing these dudes to try to get to that C note, that 100. It's going to be tough now. You got to win all five of these bad boys. And, you know, but good baseball all around yesterday. Fun night.
I think one of the plays of the night was a play that in the end did not get made, but Iglesias short hopping the ball, spinning around and throwing in one motion.
Did you catch that ball?
Had been 1 inch lower, then they get the tag down and they get Terang sliding in. That was an unbelievable play.
Did you see how he slid, though? He slid in a way where he could get his foot down, and like it was like his knee hit, his foot hit, and he was up already throwing that ball to home plate. The fact that they even had a play at home on that particular ball.
Amazing. And that's a fast runner right there. Terang is as fast as they get.
The other thing. If Terang isn't running, whoever it is out at this point.
No, unbelievable play. We've been seeing this with Iglesias and his quick hands all year. You know, Cronenworth makes the diving stop, traps the runner off second. You know, I just keep showing me the analytics that say he covers no ground. And, you know, you can
most underrated player on this team.
Yeah, you go ahead and take those analytics with you because he makes the play almost every single time. It was a really fun game. I almost wanted to go give the guy a hug in the locker room, but he was too doused with, you know, champagne. But I really almost wanted to tell him, I don't know whether you know this or not, but for whatever reason, you have seemed like people have picked on you way too much this year. And, you know, he's right in the middle of it with the tying single last night, Tony. I feel good for him. And he's also one of the happiest, most friendly guys you'd ever want to meet. I know everybody that, you know, continues to rip this guy, if they ever got a chance to meet him, they would change their tune in about 2 seconds. So I'm just, you know, Mike Schilt, everybody, AJ, it's good to see. You know, these guys really pour their heart and soul into this every year. We do as fans. And for one night, you get to enjoy it, and you should enjoy it. I saw some people say, well, you always party getting a wild card berth. Well, yeah, you do, because it's a whole year's worth of work.
Those people are very unhappy.
Just be mad.
I did get a real message quick last night saying, "Well, why are these guys even celebrating? They're going to be one and done in the playoffs." I'm like, because they made the playoffs. That's why they're celebrating, dummy.
You should block those people. I don't care if they're your friends. Straight, block them.
They
never
are
have
my
to
friends.
Hear from them again.
I would block people if I ever knew how to actually do that.
In the month of September, Luis is hitting it with runners in scoring position. He's hitting .476. So you know all of that. Throughout the course of the season, he hit .290, which is well above average, but not his standard. Last year, I think he was .360, you know, for the entire year. So I think that's why people have felt like his year has been way different. He's about 11 points, 12 points off of what he hit last year, but in runners in scoring position, it's been down. It's been down almost 100 points from where it was last year. But in the month of September, he's been money. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come, as we saw last night, another big, big knock to tie it. So let's get to break. We got more to talk about. ABS is coming.
Anti-lock brake system?
No. Not the anti-lock brake system. We'll get into it on the other side. More Gwynn and Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
All I can say is I love you, I'm proud of you. This has been a tough road for this club. This has not been an easy road at all. It usually never is, but this has been a grinding son of a and you guys are some tough dogs. You guys are some bad dudes, and I love you and I respect the heck out of you. Tonight's indicative of it. If you fight like you did tonight, no one will beat us.
I think Mike Schilt summed it up pretty well there. And if you're wondering, by the way, why... you don't hear a lot of complaints from the players about Mike Schilt. There's your answer right there, Tony Gwynn Jr. He believes in these guys, and that wasn't just speak from him last night as much as it was continuing a message that he has been passing along all year. And so those are not hollow words to anybody.
No, that's how he talks all the time. And so that's why those dudes will run through a brick wall for him. And, you know, They pay no attention to the chatter outside. Maybe Mike does more than the players do. But certainly those guys, they don't care what we all have to say and how our feelings are about the certain way things are done, because they trust Mike Schilt. They trust Ruben Niebla. They trust A.J. Preller. And you know, I think sometimes when, you know, all the time, I think this is across the board for every family that you are a part of, right? You're around each other enough, you're going to be annoyed, you're going to have some arguments, some things are going to pop up, you're feeling away, but ultimately, they know when it gets down to it, who's got their back, and that's what you heard from Mike there, as I said, is something he's been saying all year. That's how he talks to each and every one of those guys. There's not a player on that team that he doesn't have an individual relationship with, from the first guy to the 26th guy or 27th guy, whatever it is right now. But yeah, that's I think that's what you heard right there.
Yeah, it was a really great speech. I mean, I could listen to it over and over again. And, you know, you talked about the 26th guy on the team, Tony, whoever that might be. We were talking about some of the great plays last night. We were remiss in not mentioning Bryce Johnson's remarkable diving catch down the left field line that was so good it broke the famous star, hanging
broke
a star from the booth.
It broke the star.
What happened not only, there?
Not only did it break the star, right, but it threw – I was rattled from the star being broke. So when Jake made that play in the 10th, I had to ad-lib and just kind of grab the short string, and no one saw it, I think, because it didn't really hang out the window. So he got a star on that, too. I don't know if anybody's noticed it.
Okay,
I went to grab the pole again, and then I realized it was broke, so then I had to kind of figure it out from there.
Chris and I looked over.
The star looked like it landed on some poor guy's head down there.
And Tony's out the window trying to get the star.
Yeah, it was a production.
Thankfully,
for sure.
The fans were there to help give me the star back so that we could.
That's good kind of
put
those
it together
fans.
Again.
That could have been a disaster.
That's a memorabilia item right there.
You know what? Right? If somebody would run
there,
off with
there
this,
are people out there that would have not given that star back. Like, are you kidding me?
Somebody,
I'm keeping this thing?
If somebody would have run off with the star, I see Dave Marcus flying out of the booth.
Oh. Look, we got a sneak peek of what's happening up there with Mr. Marcus.
Oh, is he fixing it right now? Oh, he is.
Oh, let's
He's got
see.
A real rope, not yarn like we've been using for the last
yarn?
27 years.
No kidding. You know, the star's been there for 25 years. It's put together with, like, you know, something from Walmart or something.
It does have, like, scotch tape on it. For how important the star is, it's not an important prop.
You would think we have one fan somewhere who is, you know, would be capable of putting the star together in a way that it would be solid.
That's how we got it originally, with somebody in, like, their class put one together, and it has lasted, I don't know, 30 years at least.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And by the way, I shouldn't say that it lasted. It has been, I don't know how the best way. It has been.
Seen better days.
I mean, there's so much electric tape on this bad boy.
Can we talk about the fact that he got that rope at the serial killer store?
Did he get like a real rope that just looks like it's a...
He got the whole serial killer kit.
Oh my goodness. He's got
scissors, black tape, rope.
Where's his tarp?
They call him the Hang-A-Star Killer.
The Hang-A-Star Killer. That is amazing.
It does look like the freaking starter kit for serial killers.
I think without bothering Tony and Jesse and everybody, somebody who actually knows what the hell they're doing ought to try to, you know, drop by below the booth one night and offer to fix this thing up once and for all.
I don't think we need it. Dave Marcus is...
You think you're counting on Dave? Okay.
I'm counting on Dave. But listen, he had that thing. I don't know how that yarn stayed together as long as it did, quite frankly.
Yeah. Well, the star definitely got to work out last night as the Padres win a thriller 5-4. There is another game tonight, and it's certainly worth playing, at least for the time being, right? The Dodgers are 2.5 ahead. They still have to play, you know, two really good teams on the road. They're playing at Arizona and then at Seattle.
Arizona gives them fits, too.
Sure. I mean, those are six games. Now, I'm saying conceivably, the Dodgers could lose 2 out of 3 in both those series. And if they do, the Padres could win the division by winning out. And, again, it's a long shot. But to me, as long as it's there, you got to play for it. And, you know, go out there, try and win another ball game tonight. So we'll have all of that stuff. Scraby is cobbled together some of Tony's really good interviews. I think we're going to have A.J. Preller coming up here in the next segment. You'll hear A.J. after the game last night, and you'll hear Manny a little later, and Jake Cronenworth a little later. So we'll have all that stuff. One other thing we should talk about, Tony, a bit of a developing situation, as it were. But certainly not, you know, we didn't forget about him, but notably absent last night from the celebration, of course, was Fernando. He was there on FaceTime with a lot of the guys. And you said earlier that you thought the celebration was a little subdued. I thought, well, it might have just been because Fernando wasn't there. He normally leads the way. But, you know, I at least read that they're doing some, you know, some testing on him to make sure he's okay or doesn't have COVID. So this is something to keep a little eye on. Hopefully he'll be okay by the end of the week. But
it's to me, the thing that stands out about that is how much different clubhouses are. You know, now you get sick, they like stay away, don't even come in. You know, I don't know if that ever happened when I was playing. Like, if you were sick, you still had to show up. Like, and you had to be like, I mean, needing like to be rolled in there in order for them to be like, all right, go ahead and go home. We'll catch you tomorrow. You just stayed in the locker room, getting everybody else sick. Usually now, they're much wiser about it, and
they
I think
it's. But even if you wanted to be there, they wouldn't even let Fernando come last night.
No, not at all.
Did you see that Dennis Lynn tweeted Fernando told AJ Preller that AJ needs to take his shirt off. Fernando wasn't there, and he usually does that.
Yep, and AJ did not oblige to take his shirt off.
But Manny did.
Drenched.
Manny
always has his shirt off.
Manny was on cloud nine last night. And he kept... Okay, so there's this bottle of something that he was pouring around the clubhouse, and I was like... I have no idea what that is. Maybe it's sake. It looked like a big sake bottle. It wasn't sake.
Sure, Manny's walking around with sake.
I know. It's ridiculous.
It was Clase Azul.
Yes.
Tequila.
Apparently, this is like one of the most delicious, most
the
expensive
creme de la creme of tequila.
And he was just pouring it down people's throats like we were in TJ.
Mid-interview, too. Like,
oh, for me,
I had Freddie had to take a pause from our interview to get his Clase Azul.
Who was your favorite interview, Tony? If you had to go through, you did just about every player on the team, I think.
I miss Luis, which I was trying to get to, but he was tough to get. AJ was probably my favorite interview. Him and Manny's interview. I loved Iglesias' interview as well, but I'd say AJ was probably my favorite.
I heard a lot of props for Estrada. I didn't see any of his interviews, but people said that he was a lot of fun after the game.
He said something about tacos. See. I'm standing like 3 feet from Tony, but what? I have no idea what they're talking about.
It was. I mean, if I didn't have that headphones on, I wouldn't have.
I guess he said, "Where are the tacos at?"
Well, you can never have too many of those fun celebrations. And four more of those, and we'll have our parade. So it's a long road, and it's probably going to start in Chicago next Tuesday. People say, "Well, the Padres have this concern and that concern." I feel pretty good about going with Pivetta in the opener. I feel pretty good about Darvish and King after that.
As you just highlighted, everybody has concerns. It's not
that's right.
Like the Padres are rolling into the series and they're like the only ones with concern. Cubs have concerns too. They're not scoring at all. So
You are right, and the Padres' bullpen is going to be, right there. I think going to give them an advantage. So, let's have some fun. And, we've already had some fun. Let's have a little bit more fun. And we would remind everybody that's the ninth playoff berth in 57 years. So to not take at least a minute to enjoy it and appreciate it would be kind of silly, if you ask me. So,
yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we got Tony in his interview with AJ Preller in the clubhouse last night. And also, we got a Monday night football game that, among other things, had me on the edge of my couch last night pleading.
What time was this?
For a miracle. And we'll talk about what happened there and all the Monday Night Football, because it was a pretty good game last night, Detroit and Baltimore. So all that's coming up. Stick around, Gwen and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yes, indeed, 2:35 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby, Gwynn and Chris on this Tuesday afternoon, the day after the Padres have clinched their wild card spot, looking to do more damage with the final five games of the season. I teased it before we did our last segment. We didn't get to it. But Major League Baseball has announced ABS system will indeed be here in 2026. Yes.
Wait a second, Tony. Look in the camera.
I'm looking.
Oh, Chris is calling for a review.
Calling for a review on that idea.
this was coming. I don't know. To me, Major League Baseball kind of switching up and changing courses in this is a little weird, but I think ultimately it'll be all right. How much it's needed, I think that's a reasonable question to ask. But nonetheless, it's coming. And we'll get a chance to kind of – I mean, we got a chance. We got it. Jesse and I got to experience it during spring training in Arizona. Seemed to work pretty well during that point. And so it'll be here in all. Each team will get two challenges. If they're able to keep those being successful, they'll keep a challenge, basically. Extra innings, you'll be given another challenge. But yes, indeed, it's coming.
Yeah, we'll talk about it a little bit more. I know Scraby has it in the Big Five, so we'll get a little more detailed into it. I will say this, if you were either at the game or saw the game last night, it couldn't come too soon, right?
I mean, yesterday might have been the reason why they announced it.
They might have said, we better announce this tomorrow. Yeah, we better announce this tomorrow. The poor ump, who was it last night? Ortiz or
Roberto
something?
Ortiz.
Yeah,
I kept having to go to my phone to show. Chris and I wanted to see where the pitch was, and I was
he was missing a lot.
That he was missing a lot. I mean, the couple of them were atrocious. Like, I don't know how someone didn't curse him out like right then and there. And if it wasn't such a important game or, you know, two teams competing, someone probably would have got injected last
night.
Right.
Yeah, it was that kind of night. So, you know, we'll see. It's going to be an adjustment, but we said this about every other rule change. So for now, I'm giving baseball the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to assume it's going to work next year. But I think it'll take teams at least through the month of April to figure out, you know, exactly when and where they want to use it.
Yeah.
Because if you're wrong, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but let's say you try twice in the first inning and you're wrong both times. Now you're actually at a disadvantage now for the next eight innings. So teams will have to, you know, figure all that out. But
I think it's going to work. I mean, you know, nowadays, yeah, I think when we first got the challenge for some of the other replays, everybody would just challenge when they could. Now you very rarely see early inning challenges. That kind of has evolved as, you know, you don't want to blow your challenge in the first or second inning. You'd rather have it late or a little bit later at least. And that kind of, you see a lot more calls that are questionable not get challenged in the first couple innings. And that comes from, you know, experience of having it. So I think you're right. It's going to evolve. People are going to figure out best ways to use it. But it's coming nonetheless.
Get ready. Yep. More changes in baseball.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Scrabe, are we doing an interview right here? AJ?
I thought, because I went through some of your interviews this morning, and I thought you and AJ had a really good conversation because AJ is kind of the behind-the-scenes guy, even though his name's all over it. But it's nice to hear from him when something good happens to the team, I think.
It's also good to just see him looking like he's a little relaxed, at least for 10 minutes of his life. You know, he can put a smile on his face and, you know, kind of let his guard down a little bit, Tony.
Yeah, he doesn't do that very often.
No, and, of course.
You know, I think he kind of. I think that's just kind of how GMs are built in general. They don't really. They don't really let you in, and probably for good reason. For good reason. But we did get a chance to talk. Here's that interview from last night.
AJ, this season started off amazingly well, and it kind of had to tread water there in the middle part of the season. You go out, you make the moves to improve this ball club. Is this part of what you envisioned when you went out and made those moves?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we play great ball to start the season. Hopefully, we start the year and end the year playing our best ball of the year. And, yeah, I think the deadline, we need to round the club out. So we thought we had a team that could get to this point. Probably, you know, knew we needed some reinforcements. Our baseball ops team did a great job. I think seeing Freddie get the big hit tonight was fun to watch. I think it was all part of the puzzle, honestly, just rounding out the team.
I mean, throughout the course of the season, different things had popped up in terms of what you guys needed to add or what you needed to improve. Talk about this coaching staff, because they seem to pull a lot of things out of guys that hadn't reached the potential that we've seen them reach this year.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Gavin Sheets that comes here with the opportunity, talking to Schulte, Victor, Mike McCoy's done an unbelievable job with Gavin. You know, you see guys like, you know, at the end of the day, you look at the bullpen piece of Jamie Morgan coming up through the organization, coming right into the mix in the big leagues. Schulte every day, every day is to talk about what baseball excellence looks like. It's a teaching class. The group is like, you know, it's a thankless job. They're here at noon every day. They're the last guys to leave. You know, it's a huge part of our success is our coaching staff. And when you can give them talented players and then see those guys achieve and overachieve, that's a testament to the work the staff does every day.
Probably one of the moves that doesn't get talked about enough is you bring Nick Pivetta in kind of last minute. You had to get creative. Just talk about that signing and how big it was for this ball club.
Yeah, it's kind of fitting he's on the mound today in a clinching game because he's been that guy all year long. You know, I think he was a guy throughout the offseason kind of monitoring his mark. And, you know, with Joe's injury, Musgrove being out, we knew we were a little short on the starting pitching side. And, you know, we got to February and, you know, a guy like Pivetta's still out there who our R&D team's talked about for the last few years is a guy that we thought we could take to a different level. And he's become here and been unbelievable, been the ace of the staff. It's great to see him out there.
Can we talk about Manny Machado? I mean, you got to see him reach some career highs this year. This was your first real big signing you brought here, and now for the first time in 19 years, this team is going to back-to-back playoff appearances. This has got to be kind of all coming together. Obviously, there's a big prize at the end that you want to get to, but this has got to feel right now.
Yeah, I mean, you can really go around the room and talk about, you know, thought process and where we're at with trades, free agent signings, but obviously bringing Manny here to San Diego, you're bringing a superstar in the prime of his career in a city where kind of people were used to those superstars going out the other way. You've seen it all life. To do it where Manny came in, he was kind of that first piece, that foundational piece. We talked about in Havana Harry's and Coral Gables when we were kind of doing our recruiting pitch, you know, myself and Yaine and Manny, this being the norm. And at that time, it was a little bit more of a dream and a vision, but Manny bought in. He wanted to be a part of it. You know, everybody knows he's the guy here, and he's the one that kind of started this whole thing. And to see him year in, year out.
Sounds like Manny has intercepted AJ.
He has indeed. Last one. AJ, you have introduced a portion of Padre fans to some of the best years of Padre baseball. And as I said, I know there's an ultimate goal, but how do you feel? You've been kind of the one spearheading on it. I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but I think you got you on this one.
I mean, I know Jesse and you talk about these being the golden years. That was the idea. And I think when you know, Peter Ron sat down with our group in 2016, it was, hey, when we get to 2020, we want to be good year in, year out this decade. You know, it's just fun to bring a lot of joy to the fans of San Diego. We have such a good organization, such a good group. It's great to be a part of it. Got some steps to do now. You know, it's like getting in is the start. Now it's all about trying to win that World Series ring and go put a flag here in San Diego.
Dry up. Enjoy yourself, brother.
He definitely enjoyed himself. I don't know if he dried up, though, Tony.
Yeah, no, he didn't. I didn't dry up, so there's no way he dried up.
Right.
He had guys coming over, interrupting interviews to just dump more beer on him. It was
for sure.
It was perfect. Chris, I just want to ask you this. This happened a long time ago. You said it, and it just sticks in my head to this day. This was probably around 2020. It would have when the Padres first got there. We were doing a show, and you said something along the lines, all I want is to be playing meaningful baseball in September.
Yeah.
And you fast forward from 2020 till now, Padres have played meaningful baseball in every one of those years come September. Now, in a couple of those years, it didn't end up rolling the right way, but all the games in September have been meaningful really since 2020. And having a back-to-back season, because going into the year, I also distinctly remember AJ talking about that being the next step. And it might have been one of the interviews with us, or it might have been with Ben and Woodsy. But he said that was the next step. It was like, can we do it back-to-back years? We've been doing it every other year. Can we do it in back-to-back? And they checked that box last night.
You know, you and I have been doing it 8 years now, Tony, our eighth season of Padre Baseball. We've had this show, and we haven't had to do a fill-in, you know, what are we going to talk about today, because there's no Padres for 7 years.
Right.
So that is pretty, you know, fortunate. And I think about that. And I know the fans and all of us, we have our moments where we're upset, frustrated. But yes, I don't think fans have the right. I know they want to think they do. But you don't have the right to expect a championship every year. It is hard to get. All these other teams are out there trying to do the same thing. But I do think as a fan, you have a right to expect that your team can play meaningful games.
Yes.
And to that end, the Padres have accomplished it. They have hardly played one game in the last six seasons that didn't mean anything. And I just think that's great. And you look at the fans have returned the favor. Let's not forget, last night was the 67th sellout out of 79 home games. So, you know, you fans right there every step of the way. And I saw a couple of things last night, Tony, that you tell me about often and I don't get to see. Because I get to hear all the criticism of Arise and on and on and on and the texts and the tweets. But you know when he was introduced before the game to get a hustle award?
Yep.
He ran out on the field and there were 60,000 or 40,000 cheers for this guy. There was nobody booing him. It was total love and respect for one of our guys. So I really saw that. And when Nick Pivetta was taken out of the game, I saw people saluting his season because they all knew I think our fans take an unfair criticism as, you know, maybe these fans don't, you know, the St. Louis fans are smart and these fans are smart and these. Hey, look, our fans knew what Nick Pivetta's meant to this team and they showed it when he came out of that game.
I noticed that too. It was different. It was more of a salute for the year, and that you're probably going to, next time you see him, it's probably going to be on the mound in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? That'll be the next time you get a chance to see him pitch. And so, those two things definitely stood out to me as well. When Luis came out for the hustle, it was the hustle award that they give out. He was the recipient of it.
Yeah.
Big ovation. And then when Pivetta came off, same thing. They stood in salute of him. Not because he had his best night here, because, I mean, as good as he pitched, he certainly has had better nights. I think that was definitely a salute to the year.
No question.
It's really hard to boo someone when you have 12 bobbleheads of them in your hand, too.
Get out of here, Scraby. Goodness gracious.
No, what I'm saying is, you're not understanding what I'm saying is that people took home those bobbleheads like it was no one's business.
Yeah.
I mean, there were not bobbleheads laying around on the ground. There was, like, At least 12 of them I saw in one fan's hand. Again, I will bring this up every single time. What do you need 12 bobbleheads for? No one's going to pay you money for the a lot
someone's,
of money
someone's gonna
for the
pay
Louise
Arise
bobblehead. Okay?
By the way,
a 12 Louise Arise bobblehead sounds like a hustle to me. That doesn't sound like you're enjoying
a really, you know, when you're saying hustle, it's just keeping up with all the bobbleheads you have to sell to make any sort of money on it. Anyway, sorry, Chris.
If you out there do have 12 bobbleheads and you take your bobbleheads out of the box and you don't know what to do with the empty box,
get into the scrappy.
Listen to the Big Five
you
later
guys,
today.
You
I'm
guys.
Just saying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.